It's hour number two of this week's Blues Before Sunrise. It's the Blues Heritage Showcase. I'm your host, Steve Cushing. We're here with the old records. This hour, we start with Roy Milton and his band, the Solid Senders. Among the Solid Senders, the members of his band, were his wife, Camille Howard, who from time to time did a vocal like this one right here.
Wedding bells started ringing, and the clock struck half past two. Brother preaching, me was waiting, but baby, where were you? Well, the organ started playing, the choir sang "Oh, Promise Me." Well, the organ started playing, the choir sang "Oh, Promise Me." Well, I couldn't help thinking, baby, what a dirty trick you played on me. Well, my best man and me, Vinny tells the latest style, the flies of scattered roses all up and down the aisle. Friends bought old shoes and rice, and I even hired a band. You left me standing at the altar with a wedding ring in my hand. Well, that ain't right, you know, baby. No, 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 no. Well, it's a headline in the news. You left me with those guilty blues. In the news, you left me with those guilty blues.
glad you're mine.
Do free, you're just like Nero. When a Rome, was
and
learned.
A pity I was a playing my fiddle while your heart was a yeah.
All in all you need. At least that's what you say.
Yeah. But that only lasts for a day. Yeah, yeah.
You know you got me.
Baby, please, baby, please come back to me. Baby, please, please come back to me. Because I am a prisoner, I need your love to set me free. I got up early one morning, before the night was gone. I looked in the bed beside me, and guess what? I was all alone. I cried, please. Come back to me. Because I am a prisoner, I need your love to set me free. My tears are wasted, and I know I cry in vain. I know I've lost my baby, but I love her just the same. Baby, please. Baby, please come back to me. Because I am a prisoner, I need your love to set me free. Oh, I need your love.
Railroad line. Ain't gonna lay my last head on a dirty railroad line. of them big greasy trains. Pop one of you women out of my mind. Cause to call you little miss fine, you think you're as cute as you got to be. Because to call you little miss fine, think you're as cute as you got to be. Baby, here's a good second-hand fool, and that pretty face won't be the death of me. From Maine to California, in the fog of the Frisco Bay, I'm teaching the game you're trying to play. I can't afford to lay my last good head on a dusty railroad line. Cutting out, baby. Secondhand fool is leaving you behind. Two minutes and 38 seconds, that's all I need to tell you people of my misery. Baby's gone and left me flat. Caught that train and just like that, I sat and cried. I sat and cried. He sat and cried. He sat and cried. Then the sunset flashed across a window pane, and just a ring of baby's goodbye train. It shone on the passing track close by, where I was sitting there screaming on a greasy tire. I sat and cried. I sat and cried. He sat and cried. He sat and cried. Down by the tracks in the jungle's glade, in the cool green grass and the tree's shade, I shall arise and slowly drag home, cause I look like death eating neck bones. I sat and cried. I sat and cried. He sat and cried. He sat and cried. Pawn everything I had, now I'm flat broke. Used to be a big shot, hey, what a joke. Help me if you can. I look like a monkey man. My eyes are red, feel like I'm gonna choke. Looking down the track, watching my baby smoke. I sat and cried. I sat and cried. He sat and cried. He sat and cried. Fast horses and women out all night long. She and I both knew that I was dead wrong. I hung my head, I could still hear say, I'll be gone somehow, someday. I sat and cried. I sat and cried. He sat and cried. He sat and cried. Then an eastbound stock train hummed the rail. She was due at the switch to clear the mail. The stock rolled in and off the main, that left the line wide open for baby's train. As it heaved in sight far up the track, she was working up steam, something I didn't like. And then she screamed once at the whistle post, and then shot by me like a frightened ghost. Thought she was coming back. Thought she was coming back. He had a funny thought. He had a funny thought. Thank you.
let me be. I love you cause you so sweet. Easy, 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 baby, baby. Take it
noticed, but in that set, I strung all three of my favorite blues vocalists together there. Percy Mayfield, Jimmy T99 Nelson, and we finished off with Jimmy Wilson. Boy, I wish I could sing like that. We started with Roy Milton featuring his wife and sometimes vocalist Camille Howard singing the song Groovy Blues, December 1945. Then Charles Brown, that was Johnny Moore and the Three Blazes, featuring Charles Brown on piano and vocal from 1948, and the Jilted Blues. We listened to a pair of early recordings by Etta James. When I say early with Etta, 1958 is early. And we started first with her singing The Sunshine of Love, and then she teamed with Harvey Fuqua of the Moonglows, who I don't think we've ever played on the program. We don't do much doo-wop. Two of them teamed together for I Hope You're Satisfied, also from 1958. I believe both those sides were recorded for the Bahari Brothers and their modern label. After Etta James, we listened to Percy Mayfield on the Specialty label and Lost Love. What was that? It's better known, different. Baby, Please Come Back to Me is the main lyric, but it was Lost Love is what it was called, from October 1950. Then, from down in Houston, by way of Philadelphia, I mean, this always amazes me. This guy's one of the best vocalists in blues, and he was regarded as a West Coast singer. The guy was actually born and raised in Philadelphia, so I'm not quite sure how that happened. Jimmy T99, Nelson, T99 is the highway that runs down there. And we had two sides from 1953, Secondhand Fool. And then we wrapped it up with the side from 1961. That was pretty late for Jimmy. And I Sat and Cried. And we wrapped up the whole set with Jimmy Wilson and Easy, Easy Baby. It all happens here on Blues Before Sunrise. I'm Steve Cushing. Let's change the pace, pick up some pre-war recordings, and we'll start with Tampa Red.
What does that taste like, baby? Boys, I bet you don't know. you get what tastes like gravy. It's fine if you really want to know. I tasted last night, the night before. If I keep this appetite, I'm going to taste a little more. So what is it? Tastes like gravy. Boys, I bet you don't know. Dee-dee-dee-da-da, dee-da-da-da, dee-dee-dee-da-da.
I declare that my heart's every Saturday. Thank you.
stars Herb Duerson on piano and the thing he calls the Naptown Special. I've never seen an actual 78 of that recording. It's interesting because a lot of the things that I play in the show that I play from the CD as a source, I've seen the actual 78 recording. That one I never have. It was on the Jennet label from August of 1929 and wraps up a set of pre-war sides. We started with Tampa Red and Georgia Tom Dorsey team together. What Is It That Tastes Like Gravy? From June of 1929, a great musical question. I couldn't tell you because I'm here playing records. After that, we listened to Tampa and Georgia Tom accompanying vocalist Lil Johnson and the House Rent Scuffle from June of 1929. We listened to Lonnie Johnson, a piece called I Done Told Ya, which was never issued. It was recorded in April 1927. And that led us around to Herb Duerson. It's Blues Before Sunrise. Okay, time now for our continuing series. We'll listen to Ethel Waters. We took a vow at the first of the year to each week play a complete recording session by Ethel Waters. And we're going to, well, when we get through, we'll have played all of the studio recordings that she did from the very first in 1921, up to the recording band, which started, well, it started in 1942, but her last session was in 1941. This week, we find ourselves listening to the 29th session in her career from May 6th of 1927. She's accompanied here by her longtime accompanist, Pearl Wright, on piano, Joe Smith, who was a great trumpet player, and the Fletcher Henderson Band, and Alex Jackson, who played both alto and bass sax, I think was his specialty. This is done for the Columbia label in New York City. Four sides: Weary Feet, Smile, Home, The Cradle of Happiness, we hope, and Take Your Black Bottom Outside. It's Ethel Waters.
While I bidding day adieu, shadows creeping deep and blue, time that lonely souls all know. On a roadside by a pond, here I sit a vagabond, listen to my tale of woe. Weary feet, I know you're tired, and the road is long. Never should have strayed away. Weary feet, you're sore and torn, but still we're going long. Though we've fallen by the way, we've roamed northeast and west, but now it's time to take a rest. Even though you're on the ground, please hold out if you can. Weary feet, we're on our way back home. Weary feet, when we started on life's highway, we didn't realize that each step was taking us further from God's own paradise. The road was a long and rocky one, and it led us to grief and pain. Sometimes we traveled in sunshine, but most of the time it was rain. I wanted to go, and you took me, but now my spirit is gone. Each mile seems to be getting longer, There's no use trying to go on.
Oh, I see a field of cotton. I hear a whistle blow. You won't need no shoes down there. You won't find any snow. That's the place where we belong. There's one thing left to do. Never before in all our travel has so much depended on you. Now don't give up till we have crossed the Mason-Dixie line. We're feet, we're on our way back home.
Sunshine.
It's sorrow and tears. That's just because it's my home. East or west, you can rest home. That's the place I love best, home. Cradle of happiness, home.
Another gal and ran away. Things went bad, so naturally he came back and walked into the dancing hall. Said, "Listen, folks, I've got a brand new dance. I've come back to show you all. It's called the Nag Bottom. It's all right." And then Melinda yelled with all her might. She said, "Take your black bottom out of here. I don't want it in my dancing hall. Take your black bottom out of here. I can't use it, that's all. Now I'm telling you right to your face, I've got another man to take your place. My sweet daddy is all right, and he teaches me new steps every night. His style of dancing is just the best. To see him step, it fills my heart with pride. You say that your black bottom sure is what? But your black bottom is all you've got. It gives me a pain, but I must say it again. Take your black bottom outside. The censors might claim your black bottom's all right, but I'm the critic that's covering it tonight. Am I making it plain, or must I repeat it again? Remove your dark anatomy outside. Get what I mean? Take your black bottom outside."
All right, there's our session with Ethel Waters for this week. Done May 6th of 1927 for the Columbia label in New York City, the 29th session. Accompanying were Pearl Wright on piano, Joe Smith on trumpet, and you heard Alex Jackson played some alto, but on that one, he really got on that bass sax. I really enjoyed that a lot. four sides. We had three sides that were sort of sentimental: Weary Feet, Smile, and Home, the Cradle of Happiness. They wrapped it up with a good blues called Take Your Black Bottom Outside. And if you like that, just stay tuned to this station, because I recorded hour number three before I recorded this, and I was playing 16 different classic blues singers. Just by coincidence, I happened to pick that record by Ethel Waters. So we're going to play it again in a real short period of time. Hey, let's see how much time we've got left for the Vintage Gospel set. Not as much if I keep talking, so we'll start right now.
One day, that has to be. One day, she loves me for to be. One day, born of the virgin. One day, well, the mountain of my soul is here. One day, this is you love me. Dying to see me. Very kind, my sin for me. I justify. We live forever. One day, it's come.
No, it won't do.
Ah!
serious. And I said to you again, 70 you won't make it. 80 God won't take it. 90 that's close. 99 and a half is almost. But get your 100. 99
and a half.
That's right, I was going to break in here. That's the original Gospel Harmonettes, 99 and a Half Won't Do, from 1956. Before that, Dixie Hummingbirds teamed up with the Angelic Gospel Singers for One Day from December 1951. We'll close it out this hour, Dixie Hummingbirds again from 1956, and Get Right Church.
Oh, get right, church. Jesus, morning is soon to blow.
Oh, get right, church.
Let us get on one accord. Get right, church.
Get right,
just a few more days to go. Signs of the judgment
in the air.
I see the signs
everywhere.
Everywhere. Get right, church, and call on the name of the Lord. He's calling the preachers, and my God is calling the deacons of the church. Well, you know that I've got a mother in the promised land, and I don't expect to stop until I shake my mother's hand. I wouldn't be so busy about shaking my mother's hand. I just wanna make it to the promised land. Signs of the judgment in the air. Signs of the judgment everywhere. Signs on the land. Signs on the sea. Signs of the judgment. And the sea is gonna boil and cause a mighty flood, and the moon is going to dip away in blood, and the sun is gonna come up and hide a face, and the rocks are gonna cry.